views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you might be calling in from, and I thank you for chiming in. You're at the right place at the right time. This is Today's Entrepreneur, and I am your host, your very humble host, Andrea James. I want to start out by saying thank you, Father, that you woke me up early this morning in my right mind for me to do my radio show this morning. Mommy, Daddy, Ancestors, I got an internet radio show. I want to say to everyone, please continue to live your dreams and never give up. And that's one of the reasons why I'm doing Today's Entrepreneur, to inspire those of my listening audience worldwide that you live your dreams and never give up. And today I was a little flustered because I didn't properly plan. I was in transition over the New Year holiday, and I didn't properly plan this morning, but sometimes you have to go with plan B if plan A doesn't work. And over the weekend, I had an opportunity to make some connections with some phenomenal guests that I'm going to have on my show in the future. And these are people that have, one gentleman I met yesterday, he has a termite pest control company, but he also has a product that he's helping distribute that kills bed bugs, and he's getting some major contracts with some hotels. He's going to be on my show in the future. There's a gentleman that wants to build a school for young men from the age of, I believe, 11 to 18 by August of 2018. Another gentleman has a ginger surprise that is off the chain and helping people's lives. A young lady that has a drink that she's getting ready to get into the stores, a lemonade. And just, there's so many people out there that I want people to live their dreams and never give up. And even with my executive director, producer, and creator of Black Trade Black Talk Radio Network, Scotty Reed, he also has some definite plans for 2017 and beyond. And I commend and thank Scotty Reed that he is doing what he's doing for people that are, give them a platform for something to say and the projects. Hopefully he'll, I invite him to speak and give and share with us also what he's doing this year for and beyond, 2017 and beyond. Well, it's a brand new year, and this is our second Monday, but it's just a pleasure for me to do what it is I do and support entrepreneurs of there's no color line with entrepreneurs. They come in all shapes, all sizes, all ages, from the babies on up. And so this is another reason why I do the show, to inspire the whole family. If somebody in the family says, oh my gosh, I sure enjoyed Today's Entrepreneur show, Mommy, Daddy, I want to do what she's doing, or I have a product, or can we go in the kitchen and make up Grandma's secret recipe for her slamming cake that we make every year, and the family gets so excited, and they say, well, gee, you should put the product out. So there again, right there, that inspires somebody, or somebody's an author. I understand I have some listeners that I'm not even sure where they come from. But if you're writing a book, a movie script, or if you want to be a director or own your own TV studio or be another actor, but there's so many. If God put the idea on your heart, then I ask that you never give up. Always live your dreams. And this is the year and beyond, staying in the black 365. And what I mean by that is staying in the black financially. And it's really not that hard to do. Sometimes we may have to pinch our pennies, and pennies do add up, ching ching. But that's how we do it, one penny at a time, one thought at a time. And why not, like the present, say, okay, I want to start a business, but at the same time looking into the future, that you want to leave a legacy for our families. That's so important for us, whether it's land, whether it's houses, whether it's a collection of rare coins, a collection of cars, a collection of first edition books, clothing, food, anything that we can turn and leave a legacy for the next generation coming up. And they may not even realize, when we were growing up, we didn't even realize that our parents were leaving a legacy for us, which could be just in the house that we grew up in. And then by the time we get to be young adults, the house is paid for free and clear, and then we hand it down to the next generation and the next generation. There's several houses, or not several, but many houses that are old and been handed down by generations. So if we have a brick and mortar, anything that's a product that we can hand down to the next generation, because we have to make a platform for them as well. And that's where we are in today's society, in creating entrepreneurs and not just employees, which is TJ Lofton. He was my guest last week, and he's continuing to do the same thing. Build schools, or if the young kids want to fly airplanes, there's a program in Compton, California, at Compton Airport, where they can get on board and learn how to fly a plane, or which I think is possible and is being done. If they're flying a plane, then maybe they might be inspired one day to have their own airlines, such as Virgin Airlines, and just keep it moving. Or if they want to build cars, or if they want to go around the world and have their own TV show talking about what other people do, problems in the neighborhood, and be a problem solver, or be a global resource specialist. That's what someone coined me as recently. They said, Ms. James, you sound as you fit in the category of global resource specialist. And for me, entrepreneurs are around the world. They're not just locally, but they are locally and in our neighborhoods. You had the mom and pop store. Back when I was a little girl, there was an Asian store at one corner of the block, and everybody went there, and you got your candy and your eggs and your milk. And we didn't have to go to the major grocery store until it was time for us to once a week buy for the whole family. But grocery stores, farmers, coffee, inventing a detergent. I heard of a black box soap that's coming out, or it's already out, But there's so many products that and or inventions that we don't know about that hopefully, and one of the things I'm really admiring about Scotty Reed, that people are looking him up on the internet and they're asking him, say, I'd like to be on your show, and then Scotty Reed will turn around and share that information with hosts such as myself, and we connect with the people. So Scotty has a definite platform that is being used each and every day. And I'd like to ask if Scotty Reed is there. Scotty, are you with me this morning?
As always, yes, ma'am.
Okay, well, what you've been sharing through our emails and the webinars that I'd like for you to give an update, because things have you've added some more things to your plate since you and I talked on my very first show on October 17th of 2016, and I'm excited and for you to share with my listening audience today some of the updates and projects that you have already started for 2017 and beyond. And in you doing that, I can also listen again and get it down in in my soul as to what you're doing and what you plan on doing with Black Talk Radio Network, which is a wonderful platform that is being picked up and people are paying attention. And as they're paying attention, they're calling in, and you're doing your job to network with them and collaborate with them and also the other hosts on the show, the varied shows. And I thank you for doing what you do. So what can you share with us, some of your latest projects that we need to know about through Black Talk Radio Network?
Well, I really don't have any like new projects, but just expanding upon the mission that was already there. So you were talking about the different emails that I sent out to the various hosts that's on our station, and not just those on Black Talk Radio station, but we have other clients who operate independent black radio stations on our network or through our network. And so from time to time, I get a lot, you know, we get a lot of visitors to the platform. And so people will submit messages and stuff through the platform, and they all come to me. And been getting a whole lot of requests from different people requesting interviews, wanting to come on the platform. And since I'm focusing more on the behind-the-scenes managerial type work to grow the network even more after 2016 being in terms of traffic to the website, in terms of listeners, in terms of people consuming the media that we and our media partners produce. 2016 was I guess you would say the best year we've had thus far in disseminating or distributing black independent black media. So just to help the host, you know, I don't do a program every day like I used to. I'm moving to just Saturdays, a weekly program in terms of my own news show that I do. So I'm just doing that on Saturdays now. They give me more time to work more on the managerial type stuff and to continue to grow the network and be prepared for any new people that want to come aboard, or just for the people that want to consume the media. So I send out those emails to the different hosts and different station managers just to help them. Maybe they might be looking for some content. Maybe that content or what that person's doing fits the format of their radio program. And so it's also to help those people who contact me get exposure on the network as well, because a lot of interesting people do contact us One of the other things that I'm doing, and this is also on Saturdays, you know, the Black Talk Media Project, of course, is a nonprofit, even though we run it like a business. You know, I could talk all day about nonprofits needing to operate like a business in order to survive. You can't rely on donations all the time. If you're like us, we don't apply for grants from the usual foundations that fund the type of stuff that we do because we want to maintain our independence. You know, he who pays the piper names the tune. And that was true then, and it's always been true. So we like being independent and in control of our own voices and not having to worry about us losing a grant or whatever because whoever's giving us the grant doesn't like what we have to say. So anyway, you know, towards the mission of helping people, particularly Black people, become independent new media producers and taking advantage of this emerging market. I also now have like a question and answer webinar where it's free. It's open to the public. It's every Saturday from 1 to 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern, and a person can ask me anything they want to, either a client, a current client, or somebody who's looking to be a client. You can ask me anything you want through this webinar that we have pertaining to digital radio, broadcasting, digital radio station ownership, platform building, WordPress management systems, any type of questions like that. I'm there for 2 hours every Saturday to answer those questions of our clients, of our media partners. It'll be the first time I open it up to the public will be this coming Saturday. This past Saturday, it was just open to our current clients and our donors, who I call our media partners, if they had any, you know, if I could help them. And the first one was so successful. I mean, we only got a couple of calls, but I was able to help a current client launch his station. He got everything he needed to do to launch his own station and do his own broadcasting off our network, but he'll be managing his own station. He was having problems, got those resolved. I had another client call in asking about the technology behind it, and so we talked for about 45 minutes, and he was happy. He said he learned, he only planned to call in and listen to somebody else talk. I was like, no, this isn't that type of conference call. I'm here to answer questions. I'm not here to give a presentation. I'm here to answer questions. And so he asked questions, and we ended up talking for about 45 minutes. By the end of that, he was saying, oh, this was so worth it. I was so informed. And he already has digital radio services through another company, but he found out that he will have a better deal through Black Talk Media Project. And the same service that he's getting from somebody else, he can get from us, and he'll be changing over to us at the end of the month for those services. He's a client for a different service, but now he's going to pick up that service with us. So I'm going to do that every Saturday because our mission is to foster the development of independent Black media, and I have a lot of experience, I have a lot of knowledge, and I want to share that with our clients as well as those interested in moving into new media. But those are just some of the things. But, yeah, just really trying to stay on top of all the traffic as our traffic global rankings continue to climb. We have to be prepared for that. And the last thing is I'm going to continue our marketing outreach on social media to English speakers in African countries as well as in the African diaspora. At the end of 2016, in December, the last couple of weeks, we ran a couple of social media campaigns targeting people in Jamaica, in Ghana, and another country, but its name escapes me right now. And, you know, we got a really good response from the people in those countries to what we were marketing to them through social media. And it was about the station, of course. And so I'm going to continue to refine that area of marketing and continue that because, again, I've always stated that Black Talk Media Project, our nonprofit, exists because of Malcolm X's vision on the power of media and him expressing that. But he also expressed that the diaspora needs a line of communication. We need a direct line of communication. And what better way for us to do that than with the technology we have today through our digital radio platforms and how we can communicate with people all over the world. As you know, you see the stats that we send out. We have listeners tuning in from over 150 something countries. But I'm particularly interested in our family members in the diaspora and connecting with them and connecting them with us here in the United States, whether it's to do business, whether it's cultural exchanges, whether it's just saying hello to each other, you know. So that's some of the things that I'm working, that I got going on for 2017.
Wow, that's a whole, how do you say it? For us who don't know, that's a new platform, because I'm thankful that you even are doing what you're doing, because some of the larger platforms that we may not be able to be a part of, and they dial into Black Talk Radio Network and say, oh my gosh, this is not as difficult as I thought.
Well,
I
Ms.
can't
James.
Get to a big conglomerate, mm-hmm. but yet we can chime right in and be a part of a Black Talk Radio Network, which could possibly be a springboard to something else. But the fact that you're doing what you do, I cannot thank you enough.
Well, Ms. James,
something that I've go ahead.
Yeah, something to add. I had one of my clients had sent us this article from this website called Radio Facts, and I actually did like a little short video about it. But this site launched what it calls the first urban podcasting site that is specifically for African Americans, saying it's the first one. And I had to send them a message and say, no, you're not the first. Black Talk Radio Network has been a digital radio and podcasting platform, and it launched in 2008. And there is no independent. I'm not talking about corporate-owned platforms that's owned by, you know, big corporations that's in it, you know, just for a profit. But we are, in fact, the largest independent Black media digital radio platform, as well as podcasting, in the world. So we were the first, and we are the best on this platform, as I like to think.
That's I like the sound of that, and congratulations, Scotty. And it's been what, is that 11 years now? 2008 to 2017. May not
going into our ninth year.
My brain to wake up.
We just celebrated our 8-year anniversary in December.
Great. Congratulations. And that the fact that you're doing what you're doing, and it's not going in vain. It's a ripple effect. You're touching, one person at a time. You're changing and improving and problem solving all that in one. And that's, I know you do a lot, and the fact that you keep waking up every morning and say, okay, I got a business here, but at the same time, you're also inspiring to somebody else that may be listening and say, my gosh, if he's doing it, it's something that I can do, either that or collaborate with you. Because sometimes you've heard the old saying that no need to reinvent the wheel. And my thing is, no need to reinvent the wheel. Just grab on a spoke and keep hold on tight and keep on going. And collaboration, networking is prevalent more so now than ever. I don't want to own a radio station. I thought I did at one point. But just having an internet radio show is, for me, that's entrepreneurs. And again, entrepreneurs come in all shapes and sizes, all colors, all ages. And it's in talking about building airplanes, solar energy, buying up land, being a farmer, things that we may not necessarily have thought about. Can't everybody be a football player, basketball player, tennis player? There are other ideas and seeds that are birthed in us. And I want to say that anytime we have or know of people that want to be an entrepreneur, and I hear people say all the time, I wish, I dream, and I look at them square in the eye and I say, let me tell you, wishes and dreams do come true. But if they stay just in your mind, then they can't come true. But if you take one step after another to make sure that you see your plan come to fruition, whether it be Black Talk Radio Network or building buildings, skyscrapers, inventing a brand new product that saves lives, or a product that we can bring to the dinner table by creating George Washington Carver, the peanut, and how many products came out of the peanut, out of the stoplight. I'm not sure that there was a gentleman that he didn't create the cell phone, but he improved upon the cell phone. And there's so many inventors, so many entrepreneurs out there. There's a family that I met many years ago when I first moved to LA from the Bay Area, and the whole family is entrepreneurs. I used to work at a law firm, and one of the paralegals that was working there at the time, all these years later, she is now a practicing attorney, and she has her own law firm. And another member of that family is a tax accountant and very good. Another member is a real estate broker. Another member washes windows, and they just bought commercial business property in Southern California, and they're the first family that I learned about of entrepreneurs way almost 30 years ago. And I didn't even know what the word entrepreneur meant, but when I told them recently, I said, my gosh, your family, I learned about entrepreneurship through your family, and I didn't even know what the word is. But we keep it in the family, and we should, whether our family is blood family, our family that we just come together as a family, and we keep it moving, and recycling our dollars into the businesses that are already out there, and shop right in our neighborhoods. And if we see an opportunity to come together in investment groups, and we find out that there's property that's selling, why not pull our money together and buy up those businesses and buy up the land? Because if you're an entrepreneur and you have a brick and mortar, you should, I think, own the land, own the building, and then that way that gives you more control over your business instead of just renting where you have the brick and mortar. And if you rented there for long enough, you paid enough rent that you could have owned the building and owned the land, because there's areas that businesses are being pushed out because other people are coming in that don't necessarily believe in that neighborhood, but they're looking at the almighty dollar, and they don't care what how long the people have been there. But if the old saying that money talks, and if you have actions behind what you're doing and you have a plan, then you're right there on the cusp of how do you say it, continuing being superstars in our own right, and it's just we can't stifle ourselves. We have to move forward each and every day. And I hear in the background that we've already reached half an hour, so we're going to be going to a station break. I am your host, Andrea James, and you are listening to Today's Entrepreneur, and we will be right back.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, thank you for staying tuned for the second part. If you have comments, concerns, questions, please dial 866-510-9025. Hit the start key twice and you will be in the queue. Also, you can text the word today to 323-672-4949 and you will be on Today's Entrepreneur text message, and you won't I'll text you when the show starts and other information, upcoming guests. But again, text the word today to area code 323-672-4949. I thank you for listening today, Scotty. I always appreciate your information, and you're on the pulse of what's happening in our community around the world. And I want to say that people over in Africa, they want to do business with their brothers and sisters here in the United States, and they're thriving, they're growing, they're millionaires over there in their own right. So don't pay attention to what the media says. Do your own research. They have businesses over there just like we do over here. So it's time for us to continue to build the bridges from the motherland to this current land and also worldwide.
Ms. James,
we have entrepreneurs. Go ahead.
Do you recall that story we shared on that news program that you did, where we didn't have a guest, we were just sharing news stories? And remember that billionaire in Africa launched that platform. It launches this month, where they're going to be.
Yeah, matter of fact.
Yes.
It was January 1st, I believe you said, this portal was going to open.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
for,
ma'am.
People that want to, he wants to share his billions of dollars with entrepreneurs. And that's I can't remember his name either, and I'm trying to look at my notes, but that's something I'll mention on a future show.
Yeah, they can check the archives of your show. I'll see if I can find the archives and let them know what show that was, but I'll check.
Thank you. And the archives, you can go to Black Talk Media. I'm sorry, Black Talk Radio, excuse me. BlackTalkRadioNetwork.com and look for Today's Entrepreneur. Click on podcast and you'll be able to listen to all my shows. I welcome your opinion. I'm always open for constructive criticism, or there's something that I may have missed. And so I'm more than open to growing being the best that I can be in doing what it is that I'm doing, and I'm so happy to do it to support authors.
I found it, Ms. James.
Look at, go ahead.
Today's Entrepreneur broadcasts on December the 19th is when it broadcasts. The title is New Overtime Pay Rules and Nigerian Billionaire Reaches Out to Entrepreneurs. And it has the links and everything. So like you stated, if people want to check out that archive, that platform that he launched this month, or it was open this month to applications. I think I was reading it, was saying, you know, mentor, they'll hook you up with a mentor in your field and what have you. So he's really trying to find African American and African entrepreneurs that have a business idea that's sustainable for the future, but that will also create jobs. So please check out today's Entrepreneur broadcast or the podcast for December 19th, New Overtime Pay Rules and Nigerian Billionaire Reaches Out to Entrepreneurs.
And we were having, thank you for that, Scotty. We were trying to figure out how to pronounce his name that day on our show, on that particular show. But it's so exciting to know that it takes as little as maybe $500 to become an entrepreneur. It doesn't take a lot of money depending on what your craft is, what your idea is. And I would ask that entrepreneurs that you surround yourself with people that know more than you do in your field. So, for example, I'm connected myself with Black Talk Radio Network. I don't know a lot about it, but Scotty is such an expert in his field that he's helping us with getting his subjects out. And there are other shows that we kind of cross paths and collaborate with each other. But if you want to write a book or even do a wealth boot camp or bring in entrepreneurs and go out and support them and it, just talk to them and recycle the dollar. Tennis shoes, clothing, three things that we all need. We all need shelter, we all need clothing, and we all need food. And if we have businesses in those three, we can't go wrong. And that's something that everybody needs. And even if you, under those categories, if in food, if you're a farmer, then you have products that you can sell. Under housing, manufacturing, building houses and structures, both residential and commercial, become a real estate developer. And in clothing, we all need clothing. We all need underwear. We need shoes. We need coats. We need hats. Baby clothes, clothes for teenagers, clothes for adults, but it's not that hard. And usually at the beginning of the year, people are thinking about, gee, what am I going to do this year? Let me do something different than what I've done before. Because in order to make change, you have to be about change. And there's complaining about the problems. That's not a solution, but there's always a solution to the problem. There's an event that's held this, I think it's the first Saturday of every month, called Indie Nights up in Hollywood, California, where they preview TV shows and short clips. And it's a wonderful opportunity for the whole family. I had an opportunity to go to attend the last Indie Nights in the month of December. And I saw whole families come out, from the little ones all the way up. The kids were in the movies, and they were in the short videos that these aspiring people did in the industry. And just so happens that two of the people, as quiet as kept, that were in the audience that day are the parents of a very well-known legend. And I'm not going to say who that is, but you just never know when you step out of your comfort zone and say, okay, I'm tired of doing what I'm doing. I'm tired for somebody else, controlling my paycheck. I want to do something different. I have an idea here. So get involved with, go to your local community resource center. Also go to your local chamber of commerce, or go and talk to a business owner and let them know, I like what you do. Can you mentor me? Will you mentor me? Because I want to know what you do. And for those who don't have, can't go to college, you can do a OJT, on-the-job training program, which could possibly consist of being an intern. I was an intern, and I learned how to run a TV show. I didn't know what I was doing, but eventually I now have A.R. James Productions, and in doing that, here I am today with Today's Entrepreneur, which I am so excited to do. But it's even in starting a church, churches, that's entrepreneur too. It's entrepreneur of Christ-like, and teaching ideas from the Bible. But in being an entrepreneur for a church, you also are there for the community, churches that start food banks and help the community. Also through the churches, you have homes for men, you have homes for women that starting a discipleship. So there again, if someone's thinking about starting a church, that's again a form of entrepreneurship. Even though it's non-profit, it can benefit the community at large, because he's got to get the word out, or we got to get the word out about him, and doing what it is we do. We take one step forward, and sometimes you have, in being an entrepreneur, you have to take a step back in order to take a step forward. And sometimes you have to relocate, change the game in what it is that you're doing. And if plan A doesn't work, then what is plan B? And if plan B doesn't work, then you keep it going to, but don't give up on your dream. That's, I cannot stress that enough, because there are so many people that are no longer with us, but they passed on and they said, I wish I could have, I should have done that, oh darn, I didn't do it. And once they've gone on to, once they passed on, that's something that they can't do. I say, for example, a good example is artists. There's a lot of artists out there. Unfortunately, their work doesn't get recognized until after they pass. And then where does that money go? It can't help that artist because they're already passed, but yet their work immediately increases in value. Why not increase their value with the artists while they're living? Or if it's an author that's written a book, why not support that author while they're living? And what good is the money unless you put in place that the family gets the money and the legacy is handed down? But the entrepreneurs, we should support them and get their their rewards through supporting while they're alive. And we should let our actions speak for us in being inventors, teachers, starting a school, being a motivational speaker right there in our own community. And sometimes we say, oh my gosh, that's too hard. I can't do it. I'm scared. I'm not that type of person. Sometimes we have to get out of our comfort zone in order to do what it is that we do. And with Scotty, he's very hands-on with the hosts that come to him with ideas, and he mentors us, and he steers us in the right direction. Matter of fact, before I started my first show, Scotty interviewed me to just make sure if I was a fit, and thank goodness I was a fit, and I'm still learning. There's still some things that I have to perfect, but I've learned a lot since I've been doing Today's Entrepreneur. And again, if you have any questions, concerns, or just want to say good morning, I'm listening, please dial 866-510-9025. Hit the star key twice, and you will be in the queue, and we will recognize you and would welcome you from all over the world in whatever time zone that you're in. But this is the perfect time in the face of adversity to step out on faith, and it doesn't take a lot. Write down your ideas. One of the things I do want to say is sometimes you cannot share your idea with everybody, because there may be somebody out there listening, and before you know it, they're going to say, oh my gosh, I want to do that. And if you don't have your things patented and have it sent in to, if it's a book, you got to get that registered, or if it's a play or music, songs, you have to make sure that you CYA, cover your assets, and get those things registered, get them on file, because we've heard of so many suits that are out there suing. People are suing other people because their ideas are stolen. And in the music industry, a lot of music is being sampled. And it was, say, for example, with the movie The Matrix, we just learned a couple of years ago that there was a black woman that wrote the whole series of Matrix books, Matrix movies. And she eventually got her recognition, which she was well within her right to do that. And as unfortunately, things like that do happen. And but if you have other models to follow, say, for example, here in Southern California, KGLH radio station that's owned by Stevie Wonder, and then I'm not sure where she is on the East Coast, Kathy Hughes, with Radio 1 and TV 1, they're forces to be reckoned with. And sometimes we may not even, and BET, Black Entertainment, I'm not sure what the T stands for, but Bob Johnson was black. BET was very popular with in black households. And then at one point, Bob Johnson sold BET. And now I believe it's owned by Viacom. But yet he's gone on to put his money in the hotels. And I believe it's the Hilton. So you just never know if you're staying at a Hilton, if you're staying at one that's owned by Bob Johnson. But there's so many other millionaires, silent millionaires out there that we don't know about, that I would love to have them come on my show as well. There's a gentleman that has a local TV studio here in Southern California who's going to be my guest in the near future. And there again, if you have an idea, if the idea has been birthed, if you have the seed that's been planted, and we hear about these people, help nurture and help water their seeds and giving them encouragement, giving them kind words, saying that you like their product, let them know. And that's how we know that we're on the right track. Whether you want to be a trainer, a seamstress, if you want to care for other people. And senior citizens are living longer, so that's another business too. Home health care, those are Our, a lot of our people are living well into their hundreds now. Or if you want to start a line of anti-aging products, there's enough information out there. If you want to teach a foreign language, if you want to build build teddy bears or build dolls or build sew clothing, not just for adults, but sew clothing for dolls. There's dolls are being made now to reflect more so the child that's holding it instead of just a black doll or white doll. There's so much variations, and depending on where you come from, your homeland have greeting cards with different things, inspirational words on them. There's so many ways to step out on faith and being an entrepreneur, or sit down with several of your friends and say, oh my gosh, let's go around the neighborhood and see our senior citizens that need their lawns cut or need to come in and help them with their, take them to the grocery store or daily chores that need to be done in the house. They may not necessarily have families, but they still need help as well. That could be a service as a provider to senior citizens in their, that are still living in their homes, but you see where their lawns need to be cut. Or if you see if they're struggling walking to the store with the groceries, don't say, oh, I don't want to help that person. You just never know how they may be able to, how you can help each other. But we have to think outside the box nowadays and help in our communities where there is graffiti in the schools. Maybe start a cleanup crew in the schools and come in and help in the hallways, in the school grounds, especially after they've had activities there. There's trash. Somebody's got to pick that up. Say, for example, we had the Rose Parade on Monday, January 2nd, I believe it was. After that, there was tons and tons of trash. That's a business right there that could be, if it's not privately contracted out, to pick up trash, trash on the highways, trash in our neighborhood. That's like the guy that started 1-800 got junk. There's other services. So there's always a solution to the problem. And one of the ways in being an entrepreneur, if we don't have the idea, just take a minute and look around your neighborhood, look around your community and your city, and find out what problems there are. And the job is just, not the job, but the opportunity is just waiting for someone to come along and say, okay, I got a solution to this problem. Let me write up a plan and go to the people that I need to go to in these particular communities, whether it be going through your church, going through the community centers, or is actually going to those business owners, or going to the city officials, because they're all listening, because they too see the same problems, but they already have enough on their plate that they say, well, we can't take on any more. Who's out there that wants to help us? And there again, that's where I come in with today's entrepreneur, in supporting entrepreneurs, giving them a platform to share their backstory with the worldwide listening audience. You want to start a cooking show and have or do a recipe book for healthy cooking, or do a book on how to eat healthier and stop diabetes, or lose weight, or even a little program that exercise program and film that in your neighborhood. Get some people together and say, oh my gosh, we want to lose weight. We want our bodies to be more active now. How do we do that? So it's just a matter of showing up and paying attention. I see it's 8:55. So my gosh, Scotty, thank you so much how that hour went. So let me just say in closing, breaking the chains of poverty, creating bonds of prosperity, staying in the black 365 by any legal means necessary. Today is Entrepreneur with your host, Andrea James. I thank you for being a part of the listening audience, and we will stay tuned and we will see you and hear you next time. Thank you.